Today's shiur is Masechta Sanhedrin Daf Kuf Aleph, and we will begin on Daf Kuf Amud Beis, six lines from the bottom. Simen Zeru Rava Mesharshia Chanina Tovya Yana Yofa Yoichanan Mrachim Yeshua Mekatzer. Omrav Zeru Omrav. Maidik said the pasuk says, Kol Yimei Oni Roim. Says the Gemara Ela Bali Talmud. It refers to those that learn Gemara. Toiv Leiv Mishta Tomid Elabala Mishnah, it refers to those who learn Mishnayis. Rava Amma, Rava however says Ipcha, just the opposite. And as the Mefarshim explain, there is a advantage and disadvantage of learning Mishnayis, and there's an advantage and disadvantage in learning Gemara. The advantage of learning Mishnayis is that Mishnayis are fairly easy to understand. The disadvantage in learning Mishnayis is that one cannot paskin halacha from learning Mishnayis. The advantage of learning Gemara is that one can paskin, one can come to learn the halacha from learning Gemara. However, the disadvantage of learning Gemara is that Gemara is difficult to understand. And therefore, each comes with its advantages and disadvantages. Behind the Amar Mishash Mishmei Derava, and thee, that's what the Mishash said. Ma'adik Siv, the Pasuk says, Masi Avonim Yotzabon, the person who carries stones, who quarries stones, will be sorrow, will have sorrow from it, Elu Be'elu Mishnah, because he doesn't come to Halach L'maisa. Or Vekeya Eitzim, somebody on the other hand who cuts down trees, Yisachim Mehem will be warned by them, Ela Bele Talmud, because by learning Gemara, as I said before, you come to Halach L'maisa. Even though I saw that the Mefarshim ask that we know that we cannot paskin Halacha from the Gemara either. So the question is, how is our Gemara saying that by learning Gemara we come to learning to know the Halacha? So Mefarshim say that even though we can't paskin a Shaila based on learning Gemara, but what we can do is, based on Gemara, is if there's a Gemara where there's no machloikis, where there's no dispute, certainly that is the Gemara to follow la'aloch l'maisa. And that's what the Gemara here means, that a Gemara that there's no question in, everybody will agree we could use to to paskin and shaylin. Rav Chanina has a different explanation. Kol yimei oni roim, zem mishesh le'ishara, refers to a person who has a difficult wife. The toiv leiv mishta tamid zeshesh leishatayva, somebody who has a good wife. Rav Yani Omer, kol yimei oni roim ze istanis, refers to somebody who's particular. He can't eat everything. He can't eat everywhere. He can't sleep everywhere. The toiv leiv mishta tamid zeshatayva, somebody who's more tolerant. He doesn't have these problems. It refers to somebody who has rachmanis on everybody, and again, because he has rachmanis on everybody all the time, that's what brings him to being always worried and not in a good mood. Sorry, somebody who doesn't have that type of compassion, he doesn't have to worry about others, and he's always in a better mood. Yeshua ben Levi, kol yimei ani roim, and the pasuk says kol yimei ani roim, it refers to someone who is a data katsara. So Rashi says someone who's a data katsara means someone who's short tempered. Another pshat, somebody who's data katsara, the Rishonim explain, is somebody who is always worried. Data Ktsara, somebody who's always worried, he doesn't have a good life. Toiv Leiv, Mr. Tamid, says Data Rechava, somebody who doesn't have such a temper, or somebody who isn't always worried. V'arim B'shum Melevi, Kol Yimei Ani Roim, how can we make a statement that all the days of Ani are bad? V'ikka Shabbos V'yom Toivim, aren't there Shabbos and Yontif where even poor people have what to eat? So why is the Gemara making a blanket statement that kol yimei ani roim? says the Gemara, Kedesh Shmuel. Dama Shmuel, Shini Veset, Tchilas Chol Mayim. That if somebody doesn't eat the way he normally eats, that is considered, somebody changes his diet, that's not good. That's the way most Mefarshim explain. However, I did see Mefarshim that asked the question somewhat differently. Because we know, Rabbi Kiva says in Masechet Shabbos, and so is the Halacha, that Asei Shabbat Chachoyl V'atitztarech Labrius, that a person should not, who's poor, should rather not eat on Shabbos that much, rather than take tztaka. So how is Al Gemara assuming that a person on Shabbos is, how does the Gemara assume that a person on Shabbos, everybody on Shabbos has what to eat? So I saw that the Mefarshim respond that even the Oni who doesn't take from Staka, on Shabbos he's not, on Shabbos he's still not going to work. So the Gemara's question is, certainly the fact that he doesn't have to work so hard on Shabbos should make Shabbos a better day for him. Says the Gemara, even when he doesn't work, it isn't so good because he's not accustomed not to working, and that's why it's considered difficult days from him. Tan Rabbanan, Hakari Pasuk Shal Shir Shirim. If somebody reads a Pasuk of Shir Shirim, Vaisoisoi Kimin Zemer, and he treats it like a song, and as the Mefarshim explained, what the Gemara here is saying is that even Shir HaShirim, which is a song, if somebody treats Shir HaShirim as a song, it's inappropriate. And certainly the other Sfarim of Tanakh, which weren't composed as songs, should not be treated that way. And in fact, the Paiskim discuss, the Magen Avraham and the Taz discuss how one can sing words of the Torah. So I saw, in fact, two explanations. One explanation that I saw is that the reason the Magen Avraham says that if a person is using the Pesukim of the Torah to sing, but he's using them to sing because he wants to be Mehallel U'Meshabeach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then the halacha is that it's not considered to be usur. The Taz seems to take a more stringent opinion, and he seems to hold that singing is always considered, singing psukim is always usur. Our minig is that if we sing the psukim with the intent that they be l'shir or l'shevach for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we can be more lenient. Says the Gemara. Again, Hakari Pasuk shall share Shirim, Vaisasoi Kimin Zemer, Vahari Pasuk be Mesh Mishtos, Blaiz Manoi. If somebody reads Psukim in the inappropriate time, Mevi Ra'a La'olam, he brings bad to the world. So I saw that the Ein Yaakov has a very powerful pshat. He says, the when does a person sing? He says, a person typically sings when things are going well for him, when he's in a good mood. So says the Ein Yaakov, if a person acts that way, so what is the only option, so to speak, left HaKadosh Baruch Hu to do? The only option HaKadosh Baruch Hu has left to do is to do just the opposite, to bring Rachman al-Tzlan beer to that person, so he will no longer have a reason to sing. Nesha Torah Chagera Sak, the Torah puts on sackcloth. Farshim say, obviously, it's not the Torah itself that puts on the sackcloth. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or the Midas Hadin, that approaches HaKadosh Baruch Hu and says, Vaymeres Lefonov, Vaymeres Lefonei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it stands in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Vaymeres Lefonov, and it says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribbono Shel Olam, Asino Banecha Kekina Shemenagin Ba'aleitzim, your children treat me like a flute. Like the Mefarshim explained, the interesting thing about a flute is that a flute can make music that sounds like happy music, and it can make music that sounds like sorrowful music. It depends on how we behave. If we behave properly, that, and we treat the Torah with the proper derech eretz, then the music is going to be that type of music, happy music. But if we don't treat the Torah properly, then it will cause that the music should be sad music. Amrloi, biti, b'shosh oichlem v'shoys v'may zasku. So it says, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to them, so when they're eating and drinking, what should they do? Amrloi fonav, says the Torah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rebani Shloilem, im bali mikrohein, if they're able to learn Tanakh, yasku b'tar b'nevim v'ksuvim. Im bali mishnahein, if they're able to learn Mishnayis, yasku b'mishnah b'halochis u'b'agodosh. Bin Bali Tamanhain, if they're able to learn Gemara, Yasku, Bilchas Pesach Pesach, Bilchas Atzeres Batzeres, Bilchas Chag B'Chag, every Yontif they should learn the appropriate halachas of that Yontif. Says the Gemara, Hey, Rav Shimon ben Elozah, Mishum, Rav Shimon ben Chananya. Kol, Akari Pasuk Bezmanai, whoever learns the Torah at the appropriate time, Navi Toivil Olam, he brings good to the world. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, V'dova b'itoy matoiv. Something done at the proper time brings good to the world. We learned the next case in the Mishnah of someone who doesn't have a shear in Olam Haba, says the Gemara, is someone who is loichish lamaka, who says a posik over a wound. Explains Rabbi Yochanan, uberoikikba. If somebody first spits, and then after spitting, he says a posik, that is someone who won't have a shear in Olam Haba. B'fi she'ein maskirim shem shemayim alerkika. It's highly inappropriate to first spit and then after spitting say Hashem's name. Itma, Rav Omer, afilu neged tzaras. According to Rav, even if somebody says a posik, that does, this is the way Rashi explains, that doesn't have the name of Hashem's name in it, still it's considered wrong and doesn't get Olam Haba. That's the pshat of Rashi. The Yad Ramah has a different pshat. The Yad Ramah's pshat is that if somebody says a posik, which speaks not about taking away a disease, but rather the posik speaks about getting diseased. The posik says, Neged Saras Kasiya Ba'odam V'huva Alakoyin, that the person is getting ill, still, Rav says, it makes no difference, that's considered loicha shalamaka. And as the Rishayim explain, even though Rabbi Yochanan disagrees with Rav, and according to Rabbi Yochanan, it's only considered loicha shalamaka if you mention a pasuk with Hashem's name in it, it doesn't mean, say the Rishon and the Rabbi Yochanan will agree that if you say a pasuk without Hashem's name, it will be permitted. What it means is that our Mishnah says very strong words. Ein loy chelek la'olam haba. On that, says Rabbi Yochanan, the ein loy chelek la'olam haba only applies when you say a pasuk that has Hashem's name in it. But of course, it's also to say a pasuk olamaka even if it doesn't have Hashem's name. Chanina is even more stringent. He says, even if somebody says a pasuk like the Yikra Amosha, which that pasuk has nothing to do with disease, still, saying a pasuk on Hashem's name is also. Tarna Boran. Sochen u'misham shemeyun ayin b'shabbos. Even though, as we know, the halacha is that one may not do refuah on Shabbos, he may not take medicine or do anything that's for medical purposes, unless of course it's a chalish yesh by sakana on Shabbos, a person may anoint himself and massage his stomach on Shabbos. And the Rishonim give two reasons why. One explanation is because sicha kishtiya, anointing oneself is no different than drinking, and of course drinking is permissible on Shabbos. Another pshat is that since it's not necessarily done for purposes of refuah, it's just done at times for hanor, for one to have pleasure, therefore it's permitted. Furthermore, one is allowed to say a lachash on Shabbos to keep away snakes. And here too the Rishonim give a number of explanations. One explanation is that since it's not done in the normal fashion, it's not considered tzeda. However, I did see Mefarshim that don't agree with that approach, because they say that even were it to be considered Seder, it should not be Asur and Shabbos, because as I just mentioned a moment ago, anything that's done in a situation of Bikuach Nefesh is not Asur, and certainly snakes attacking somebody is a situation of Pikuach Nefesh, and therefore should be permitted on, certainly should be permitted on Shabbos. And therefore they have a different explanation of this Gemara. Their explanation of the Gemara is that we know that the Pasuk says, Mimtso Cheftecha V'dabedover. On Shabbos, we're not allowed to speak the same way as we speak all week, as we speak all week long. So what the Gemara is teaching us here is that one would think that saying this type of a lachash on Shabbos should be permitted, should be usher, because what does it accomplish? And therefore it should be included in the isser of V'dabedover shlo yedibur shel Shabbos kedibur shel Chol. Teaches us the Gemara, since the person who's saying it believes that this is something that is going to help him, even though it may not be of any real help, to take away the mental distress, it is permitted. Furthermore, umavim kli agaba ayin b'Shabbos. If somebody gets some sort of a wound on his eye, he could take a metal vessel, a metal utensil, and put it on his eye. It typically stops the swelling. Amar Shimon Gamliel says, Rav Shimon Gamliel, what type of utensil may be taken? B'medvar mamurim b'kli hanitol, a keli which is not muksa, ava b'keli shein hanitol. If it's a keli that you can't move on Shabbos, so it's muksa, asur, such a keli may not be taken on Shabbos. So I saw that the Prima Gadim asks that the halacha is that a keli hamalachta l'isser, which is normally muksa, is allowed to be moved on Shabbos l'tzarech gufay umekaymay, if we have a use for it. So here, asks the Prima Gadim, you should be allowed to move even a keli that's muksa, because you're moving it, a keli hamalachta l'isser, because you're moving it to be able to put on the eye that has this wound. Says the Prima Gadim, a beautiful teretz. He says, as I said, really, we're not allowed to do refu on Shabbos. One is not allowed to do something that causes healing on Shabbos. So why is one allowed to take the keli on Shabbos? Because it's not letzairach refu. He's moving it, people will think he's moving it because he needs the keli. But if it's a keli that's muksa, so it's going to be obvious that what's the reason the person is moving the keli? He's only moving the keli because he's taking it because he has a wound. And then it'll be obvious that he's doing refu b'Shabbos, which is asur on Shabbos. Vein shoylim b'dvar shedim b'Shabbos. One may not ask a question of shedim b'Shabbos, as I said before, because shloi deburcha shel Shabbos ke deburcha shel Chol. And b'yoisi oimer, apachol asur, even during the week, one can't use shedim. Omer Rav Huna, halacha Rav Yosi. The halacha follows Rav Yosi. There is a girsa, ain halacha Rav Yosi, but we're going to learn the girsa of halacha Rav Yosi. V'af Rav Yosi lo omra, ela mashum sakana. The reason Rav Yosi said one may not do so is because when somebody's starting to have dialogue with shedim, he could chas v'shalom come to sakana. Says the Gemara, indeed, such an incident. Kihad Rav Yitzchak by Yosef, the Ivla by Arza. Rav Yitzchak by Yosef was swallowed up by a cedar tree. This Avidle Nisa, and then a nace happened to him. Paka Arza Opalte, the tree split and discharged him. But seeing that working with Shadim could only cause problems. Tan Rabbanan, we learned earlier, Sochen Umisham Shemin B'mnei Ma'ayim B'Shabbos. One could anoint and massage his stomach on Shabbos. Uvad, However, says the Gemara, Shlo Ya'aseh K'derech Shoras B'chol, he should make some sort of a shinui. He should not do it the same way as he does it during the week. What is considered a shinui? Asked the Gemara. Heichi Ovid, what is considered a shinui? Rav Chama b'Rav Chinina Amar, Soch v'kach m'shamishmesh, he should first put the oil on and then massage. Normally it's done in the opposite order. Rav Yochanan Amar, Soch m'shamishmesh achas, he should anoint the stomach and massage it simultaneously. Says the Gemara, Tana Rabbonin, Sorei Shemen v'Sorei Beitzim, the shadim by oil and by eggs, Mutal l'shobahem. One may ask questions to those shadim. Ella, but the Gemara says, Mateisha Mechazvin. They lie. So the number of ways that the Rishonim explain. One pshat is that the Gemara here is referring to Shabbos. And we learned a number of times in our shiur today, Shloi deburcha shel Shabbos ki deburcha shel chol. We should not speak on Shabbos like we speak during the week. But these shadim, since they really don't accomplish anything, mechazvim, therefore you could ask questions of them even on Shabbos. But other Rishonim disagree with that approach. And their approach is that on Shabbos, one can never ask a shade a question. Why? Shloi deburcha shel Shabbos ki deburcha shel chol. Just what the Gemara here means is that during the week, one also may not ask questions of shadim. However, it teaches us the Gemara that these shadim, since they're totally mechazvin, since they're totally unreliable, we can ask questions of them even during the week because they're really not reliable. But the Gemara is saying, as the Miri explains, because what is our concern when somebody's going to ask a question of a shade that it may cause him to start following the shadim? These shadim, since they're mechazvin, since they're not reliable anyway, we don't have to worry that if somebody's going to ask questions of them, he's going to come to follow them. Furthermore, says the Mishnah, loichashin al shemen shebekli, we could say a lachash on oil in a keli, vein loichashin al shemen shebiyad. We don't say any lachash on shemen, on oil in somebody's hand. Lefikach, and therefore, sochim shemen biyad, we can allow ourselves to be anointed from oil that's in someone's hand. The ain't sochim shemen shebekli, we should not allow ourselves to be anointed from oil in a vessel, for we must be concerned that perhaps somebody set a lachash on that oil. Of course, the Paiskim say that this is something that we don't have to be concerned about nowadays, because nowadays, Baruch Hashem, people aren't busy with shadim and saying lachash on shadim. Says the Gemara, Rav Yitzchak bar Shmuel bar Masa iklal hu ishpizo. He came to this hotel, Isle Mishcha b'mona, and they brought him oil in a vessel, shof, and he smeared himself with that oil. Nafka leit simcha ba'apei, boils came out on his face. Nafak l'shuk, and then he went down to the street. Chazisa hi itasa, there was a woman who saw him. Amra, zika de chames kozina hocha, I see that you've been affected by the shade of chames. Avlai milsev itzi, she did something to be healed. How did this happen to him? Because he smeared himself with oil out of a vessel, which obviously a lachash was set on that oil. Amlei Rab Abba l'Rabba b'Mari, Ksiv the pasuk says, Kol amachlo shesantim mitzrayim, lo osim alecha kinei Hashem refecha. So he asked, the pasuk is somewhat difficult to understand. V'chi me'achash lo yisom, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu won't let us get sick in the first place, Rufu Lamali, why do we need to be healed? Amalei, Hacham Rabbi Yochanan, so said Rabbi Yochanan, Mikrezeh me'atman nedrish. The pasuk is self-explanatory, and the way to understand the pasuk is as follows. Shenema, v'yoymer, im shemay tishma l'kal Hashem l'kecho, im tishma, if somebody follows what Hashem says, then loy osim, he has nothing to worry about, and he won't get sick in the first place. Vim loy tishma, but if somebody doesn't completely follow what Hashem says, osim, he will get sick. But after became, kenei Hashem refecha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help that he should get well. And as I saw, Rav Shlomo Shvadron explains the Gemara, there are two people that we find with an amputated hand, Rachmanu Litzlan. But the reason they were amputated is very, very different. One person, his hand was amputated as a punishment for what he did. Another person's hand was amputated as a refuah, that the person had a disease and he needed his hand to be amputated before the disease would spread in the rest of his body. Klal Yisrael are in the category that even if Chas V'Shalom something bad happens to us, it's just there to cause us, that Kadosh Baruch Hu brings it upon us to cause us to do tshuva. Dar HaChaim HaKadosh has a different way of explaining this seeming contradiction in the pasuk. He says, the Gemara says in Masechta Baba Basra, Daf Kuf Mem Dalet Amabez, Hakol B'dei Shemayim Chutz Mitzir Mepachim, that if somebody goes out in the cold, not dressed properly, he's going to get sick. And that's Pshat of this Gemara. Kol Amachla Shesantim Mitzrayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us that all these diseases that were Mitzrayim, Loi Osim Alecha, I won't put upon you. However, sometimes we get sick because of our own action. Somebody went outside, not dressed properly. Tells us the pasuk, under those circumstances, Rachman Tzlon, the person will become ill. However, Ani Hashem Reifecha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us he will help us get well after getting sick under those circumstances. I actually saw that Rav Yitzchak Zilberstein uses this Gemara to discuss a very interesting question. He says that, let's say we have someone ill, and the doctors want to try some experimental cure, meaning there is a known medicine, a known cure to this disease, but the doctors feel if they don't try some new medicine, no new experiment, they'll never be able to develop new refuahs. And the question that he asks is, if they'll tell the patient will say, I don't want to be a guinea pig. Use the known cure. Don't try some experimental medicine on me. What is the halacha? So he says that he asked this question of his father-in-law, Rabbi Yashiv. And Rabbi Yashiv said that it's certainly not permitted to do something like that. It's certainly not permitted to ask a doc to give a patient an experimental drug unless he knows what's happening and agrees to it. How will we ever be able to develop new medicines if we're always going to have to notify the patient? The patient typically will rather the non-experimental drug. So he says, that's exactly what our Gemara says. Ki ani Hashem Reifecha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us that I'm giving you, that I'm the doctor. And it's not our job to be concerned how new medicines will be developed. And in fact, he quotes a tshuva from Moshe, which is very similar. We know that the Torah prohibits netuchei meisim. The Torah prohibits autopsies. So the question that Rav Moshe discusses is, do we know that by performing autopsies, we're able to see what goes on in the human body, and we can perhaps learn a lot from medicine. So perhaps, therefore, autopsies should be mutter. Again, says Rav Moshe, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that autopsies are prohibited, it's out. We have to follow what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says. The medicine, Kani Hashem Refecha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the ultimate doctor. Says the Gemara, Omer Rabba Babachanik, Shchol Rabbi Lezer, when Rabbi Lezer got ill, Nichnasu Talmidav Levakroi, his Talmidim came to visit him. Omlehem, Chema Aza Yesh Ba'olim, there's a great anger in the world. So Mepharshim explained, two ways to learn the Gemara. One pshat is that he was angry at the Talmidim. Why did you not come to visit me until now? Another pshat was that he was saying that if we see that I am sick and I'm the tzaddik of the dor, it must be because I got sick because there's anger in the world for the way the people are acting. Heschilu heim baichim. So the Talmidim began to cry. For Rabbi Kiva Masachik, Rabbi Kiva laughed. Amar lo, lo ma'atam Masachik, why are you laughing? Amar lo, mechim ma'atam boichim. So he said to them, and why are you crying? Amar lo, so they said to him, The Talmidim said to Rabbi Akiva, "Efshe Sefer Torah shor b'tzar v'lo nifka." Rabbi Lezer, who's like the Sefer Torah, Farshim explained, because the Gemara says that Rabbi Lezer, two arms were like the two sides of a Sefer Torah. Another pshat that I saw, Rabbi Lezer was like a bar sid she'enim abatipa. He never forgot anything of his learning. So he's like a complete Sefer Torah. Amal kachanim sachik. So he says, that is the exact reason why I am laughing. Because koshman sheni roi Rebbe. As long as I saw my Rebbe, Rabbi Lezer, she'enim achmetz, that his wine never turns into vinegar. Ve'en pishtana loika, and his flax never gets affected badly. Vein shamnei mavish, and his oil never becomes rancid. Vein dufshonei madbish, and his oil never, and his honey never gets spoiled. Omar, Amarti, I was concerned, shema chas v'shom kibi Rebbe b'alamai, that he already has his whole world b'alam hazeh. V'achshav, shani roi Rebbe b'tzar, but now that I see that he also is b'tzar, ani sameach. So I saw the Mefarshim ask, isn't there a concept of Torah v'gedul b'makom echad, that people that had both Torah and Olam Hazeh? Mefarshim answer, even somebody who has Torah v'gedul b'makom echad never has it always perfect. So if I saw that Rebbe had a perfect life, it was something, Rebbe Lezer had a perfect life, something to be concerned about. However, v'achshav, he said, shani roi Rebbe b'tzar, ani sameach. Amalois, Rabbi Lezer says, Akiva, klum chosanti min Torah kluloi, did I not follow every word of the Torah? Amaloi, Ramtana Rabbeinu, ki adam ein tzadik ba'aretz ha'shiyas ha'toy v'la yachta. And as the Paiskim point out, that even though all Rabbi Akiva was doing was quoting a pasuk, still, the proper derech eretz is that even when one quotes a pasuk to his Rebbe, he should give his Rebbe credit for having taught him the pasuk. Tan Rabban, Kshchala Rabbi Lezer. When Rabbi Lezer got ill, Nichnasu Abba Zakenu Levakroi. Four Talmidim Chacham came to visit him. Rav Tafron, Yeshua, Rabbi Lezer Ben Azari, Rabbi Kiva. Nana Rav Tafron Amos. Rav Tafron said, Toiv Atal Yisrael Metipa Shel Gishomim. You are better for Klal Yisrael than a drop of rain. Shetipa Shel Gishomim Ba'olam Hazeh. Rain works in this world. Rebbe Ba'olam Hazeh Ba'olam Haba. Rebbe brings benefit both in this world and the next world. Nen Rebbe Shuv Oma. Taibat Yisrael Yos Megal Gachama. You're even better than the sun. Shagal Gachama Ba'olam Hazeh. The sun is in this world. Rebbe Ba'olam Hazeh Ba'olam Haba. Nen Rebbe Loz Ben Azari Va'olma. Taibat Yisrael Yos Ma'aveim. You're even better than parent. Shava Ba'olam Hazeh. Rebbe Ba'olam Haba. So I saw a number of farshim how to explain this Gemara. Rav Tarfin, the Gra explains the Gemara. The Rav Tarfin, who was a very wealthy person, he says that everything, all the material good in this world, comes because of the tzaddik. Rav Yeshua was the person that the halacha kamaisai, the halacha always follows Rav Yeshua's opinion, and therefore he says, you are like the sun, just like the sun is clear, so too are you the source of all of halacha. Rav Elazar ben Azariah represented someone who of midos tovus, of excellent behavior, and he says, you're better than a parent, that even though typically it's a parent that teaches us how to behave, your actions are greater than teaching the best way of teaching us how to behave. Rav Chaim Shmulevitz explains the Gemara that rain represents growth, that you were the one that taught us how to be mechadish, how to learn, how to teach new halacha. And then came Rabbi Yeshua, and Rabbi Yeshua says that you are like the sun. Just like the sun gives light and shows us the right way to follow, so too following you is the way, showing us which is the right way to go, not to stumble. And Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says that the parent is the one that's mechanech, who educates his children. We learned so much from you. Nana Rabbi Kiva Amar, so Rabbi Kiva said, Chaviv and Yisurim. Yisurim are precious, Amlahem, because they bring about a kapara. So Mefarshim explain, either they bring a kapara to the person who has it, or it brings a kapara to all of Klal Yisrael when the tzaddik suffers Yisurim. And the Farshim go on to explain, it was specifically Rabbi Kiva who said this, because Rabbi Kiva was the Talmud of Nochem Ish Gamzu, who always said, Gamzu L'toiva. Amalahem. So Rabbi Leza said, Simchuni ve'eshma divrei Akiva talmidei sh'am chaviv yisurim. I want to hear what my Talmud Rabbi Kiva says about Yisurim. Amalai, Akiva zu menayin loch, from where do you know the power of suffering? Amal mikrei ani dorish. Because the Pasuk says regarding Menashe. Ben shteim es shon Menashe b'molchoi, v'chamish v'chom es shon molch v'yushalayim v'yasra ben Hashem. He was king for 55 years, and he did wrong. He acted improperly. V'ksiva, then the Pasuk says, Gam eila mishlei shloim ha-shatika anshi cheskiyo melch Yehuda. That Chizkiyah Melech Yehuda completed, the Mefarshim explain, the writing of Sefer Mishlei, which most of it was written by Shlomo, and then Chizkiyah compiled the rest of what Shlomo Melech said and put it into Sefer Mishlei. So the question is, Chizkiyah Melech Yehuda, did he teach the whole world Torah? Or Menashe benoi limet Torah, and he didn't teach his own son Menashe Torah? El mekol Torah shetarach ba, with all of the bother that Chizkiyah had in teaching Torah, or mekol amash amaba, and all the work he put into him, lahala mutav, that did not cause Menashe to act properly. Only the Yisurim caused them to come to the right way. Shnema. As the pasuk says, "Vidav Hashem Menashe v'al Amoy v'lekshivu v'yova Hashem aleim esorei atzava asher lemelech Asher v'yilkedu es Menashe b'choichim v'yisru b'nechashtim v'yichilu b'bavela." He was put into chains and taken to Bavel. V'ktsiv, and the pasuk says, "Ukehotzer," when he was pain, loy keitzoloy, when he was in pain, chiles pnei Hashem lekov, he davened Hashem v'yikonim ba'oyim lefnei alakei avoysov v'yispalel elov v'yateloy. Only the tzaras that he felt, that the suffering brought him back to Hashem. Tanabon, Shloi Shaba Balila. There are three people that used chachma, that used trickery to get back, to get HaKadosh Baruch Hu to do what they wanted. Elohim, Kayin, Esav, Umenasha. Kayin. The Ksiv, Gogla Avonim and Saw. After Cain did the terrible sin of killing his brother Hevel, he said, "My sin is too much." What did he say to Hashem? Amufan Ribbono Shel Olam, Klum Gedoyle Avonim, is my sin any greater? Mishishin Ribuy Shasin Lachtel Fanecha, than the 600,000 Jews in the Midbar who are going to worship the eagle. As Mefarshim explained, what he said was, "My sin is the sin of a yachid, is the sin of one individual person. Their sin is the sin of a rabbim, is the sin of entire Klal Yisrael. Furthermore," he said, "my sin is the sin of an Adam L'chaveroi, between me and someone else. Whereas their sin is a sin ben Adam L'makon." V'atasalech lehem. So he said to them, "If you will forgive them, you should certainly forgive me too." Esav, deksiv, habrocha, achas l'cha'avi. Do you only have one bracha? After Yitzchak gave the bracha to Yaakov, Esav said to him, "Do you only have one bracha?" And the way the Mefarshim explained the Gemara is as follows. Esav said to Yitzchak, "If you will not give me a bracha, people will say that the reason you're unable to give me a bracha is because there's more than one God, chas v'shalom, and the one God that you worship, you've used up all of his brachas. But there are other brachas that are by other gods. In order for chas v'shalom, that type of thinking should not creep into the world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had no choice but to give Yitzchak a bracha to give Esav. Menashe, b'tchila karel alohus harbe. At the beginning he worshipped many gods. B'sof karel alohay avoysav, elkei avoysav, then he davened to Hashem. And again, Hashem had no choice, so to speak, but to answer him, because otherwise he would say, just like those gods were useless, chas v'shalom, you too are useless. In fact, I saw from the Bnei Yisoschar, that's why during the Seres Yimei Tshuva, we say, mimamakim karesich Hashem. Makim is a lashon, is a word emek. Emek represents emek represents these three people that we just mentioned. Ayin Esav, Mem is Menashe, and Kuf is Kayin. Mimamakim, just like you answered these three individuals, so too should you answer out Tfilos during the Aseret Yemei Tshuva. Abishol added another individual who doesn't have a share in Olam Haba. Af HaHoyges Hashem Bas Yosef. Somebody says Hashem's name. Tana Ubegvulin. This is only if it's outside the base of Migdash. Ubeloshen Ogah. The number pshatim, what Loshen Ogah means. Rashi explains in one pshat, in a foreign tongue, that if he doesn't say it in Loshen Kodesh. Another pshat that Rashi says is that he says it in a group. And again, it represents a situation where he's not treating the Shem Hashem in proper respect when he just uses it amongst a group of people. Another pshat that I saw, B'loshan Oga, is that there's a specific pronunciation how this name should be, these names should be pronounced, and he doesn't pronounce it with the proper pronunciation. The Mishnah said, Shloisha Melochim V'Abar Jaitas, there are three kings and four commoners that don't have a share in Olam Haba. Tana Rabbanan. Yeravam, the first person that's mentioned is Yeravam. Shuriba Ba'am, that he made Klal Yisrael, according to Rashi Pshat, low. Another Pshat is that he became the Balim, he became like the master of a Klal Yisrael and led them along the wrong path. Another Pshat is that he caused them to act immorally, Lashon Revia. And the Maral explains, the reason the Gemara is mentioning their names, because we know that the name of a person represents the essence of who that person is. Dover Achi Yeravam, Sha'asim Riva Ben Yisrael Levim Shebeshemayim. Because Klal Yisrael started worshipping Avodah Zarah, and part of the nation didn't, it caused discord between the people, or people didn't want to listen to him, and again it caused people not to get along. Davacher Ben Devot Davacher Yeravim Shasar Viv Ben Yisrael Avim Shebishmaim, by causing Klal Yisrael to start worshipping Avodah Zarah, Klal Yisrael stopped worshipping HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it caused dispute between us and Hashem. Ben Nevot, Ben Shenivet V'loi Ra, a person who saw a Nevuah but didn't clearly understand what he saw. Tana, Hu Nevot, Hu Micha, Hu Sheva Ben Bechri. Nevot, Sheniba V'loi Ra, he didn't know what he saw. The Gemara is going to explain soon. Micha, Shnesmachek V'binyin, he was somebody who was crushed in the building. As the Mefarshim explained, that all the children were in Mitzrayim were crushed, and Moshe Rabbeinu davened to Hashem that this is unfair, and he saved Micha, but this was the result of saving Micha. Umashmoy, Sheva ben Bichri Shmoy, his real name was Sheva ben Bichri. So Mefarshim point out, the Yad Ramah points out, that even though he was such a, it seems that he was a terrible Rasha, yet he lived for so long. Farshim explained it wasn't necessarily that Yeravam was an exact child of these people. He rather, what the Gemara means here is that he was a descendant of these people. Tarabon, Shloisha Niftu V'loi Ra. They saw something, but they didn't interpret it correctly. Ve'elahein, Nevot V'achitoifel V'achdagnine Para. Nevot, Ra Eish Yotzmat Smoisai. He saw fire coming out from his organ. And fire, as the Mefarshim explained, goes up. It shoots up. So he assumed that means that he will be a king. Hu Sover, Hu Melech. He thought that he will be one day king. For Lohi, it was Yeravam, who did not come in there, Yeravam, his descendant, who ultimately became a king. Achitofel Ra, Tzaras, Shach Soloy Al Masai. He saw Tzaras on his organ. And Tzaras, represent, we know that halacha is that when somebody is a mitzayra, he has to be separated from everybody else. So Achitofel thought that he too will be separated from everyone else by being a king. Hu savi imal flahi Batsheva bitehu, his daughter Batsheva married David, the nafik minei shlaima, who was the king. When did Achitofel assume that he's going to be the king? Because he was a participant in the rebellion of Avshalom, and as the Mefarshim explained, Avshalom had no children, so he assumed that Avshalom would be tried for treason, and after he would be convicted, they would have to appoint a new king, and he, being the smartest, greatest person in Klal Yisrael, would be the king. At Stagnini Para, Darabchanina, Maidik said, Hema me Meriva. Hema, Shiroat Stagnini Para Vitao. This was the water that the astrologers of Paro saw and made a mistake. Ro, for they saw, Shemishin Shiyasrava Mayim Uloika, that the leader of Klal Yisrael will suffer because of water. And therefore they advised Paroi that Kala Ben Ayila, the Yaratashtachu, all Jewish children should be thrown into the river. But what they didn't really know was that the reason, what represent was, Shal Esek Mei Meriva Laka, the Moshe Rabbeinu was punished because the Mei Meriva Tup shot him, either because he spoke to Klal Yisrael too tough by saying Shimono HaMoirim, or because instead of speaking to the stone, he hit the stone. Says the Gemara, Umanola the like. How do we know that Yeravim doesn't have a share in Olam Haba? The Ksiv, v'hi b'dvar hazeh, l'chates beis Yeravim, l'hachid u'l'hashmim al pnei adama. L'hachid represents by Olam Hazeh, he died in this world, u'l'hashmim, he was destroyed in Olam Haba. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, m'nei ma'z zocha Yeravim l'malchus. How did he get the kingship in the first place? M'nei shechich es Shlomo, because he gave Musa to Shlomo Melech. He didn't do it the right way, he did it in public. Explains the Gemara. Shnemar, v'zeh adover asheherim yad b'melech shloima, bona asem meloya, soga as peretz yedovit. That, what did he say to Shloima? That he closed up the opening of the city of his father. Amalei, David avicha, peretz Pratzes b'chayma, your father made openings in the wall, kedei shi'al Yisrael l'regel, that it should be easy for anybody to enter Yerushalayim, v'at gedar t'oysam, and you closed them up, kedei lasas agari l'bas paroi, that your daughter, that your wife, the daughter of paroi, should have toll collectors to be able to collect taxes from the people. U'may v'zeh sheherim b'yad melech, Amar Rav Nachman, Shechol Tefillin Befonov, they took off his tefillin in front of the king, which is a terrible show of disrespect. As the Mefarshim explained, if he wants to take off the tefillin, one pshat is he should take it away, not take him off, not in front of the king, because it involves taking off, being bareheaded in front of the king. Others say that a person should not take off the tefillin. The Shemush Rabbi says this pshat, a person should not take off his tefillin at the end of davening before his Rebbe takes off the tefillin, and Yeravim didn't act appropriately by taking off his tefillin first.